Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. This morning is Monday, February 12th, 2018. This is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. And I'll tell you what, we have got a phenomenal call lined up for you this morning. I want to welcome all of our agents who are listening in live. Of course, I know that we've got some agents that are listening to this on playback as well. And regardless, you are in a great place to be listening to this because we've got Mr. Josh Riches, one of our top producers and executive directors, joining us this morning that's going to be training. We are also joined by Mr. Mark Riches, our founder and CEO. And then we've got a couple of folks that are going to give a little bit of a recap from the employee benefits training that Legal Shield did this week or this past weekend in Dallas, Texas, and we're excited to listen to them and get that recap as well. And so I want you to regardless of how you're listening or when you're listening to this, if it's on playback or if it's live, hopefully you're in a place where you can take some good notes this morning and really actively listen, because I think there's going to be some great nuggets that you can glean and things that you can take away and immediately apply to working your business more effectively. We do have so many exciting things happening. One of the biggest announcements right now, and one of the biggest things that we are focusing on, of course, is Performance Club qualification, and specifically the trip for two to Jamaica that Legal Shield is going to be giving away in June. That the trip is going to be this coming June, and it's a trip for two. All expense paid, your flight is paid, your food is paid, your hotel is paid. They're putting us up at a 5-star resort right in Montego Bay. It is going to be a phenomenal vacation. I'm just so excited. The Hyatt Resort there is gorgeous, and that's where we're staying. So I say all that to say this. Some of you are brand new agents, and this may even be your first call that you're listening to, but you do have an opportunity to qualify for that trip. You just have to act quickly. And here's why. Because one of the requirements was to Performance Club qualify, which is only 180 points, but you needed to PC qualify in January, February, and March. And then extraordinarily generously, Legal Shield came out at the beginning of this month and said that if you Performance Club qualified in January, then that's fine. You just need to continue to focus on PC qualification in February and in March. And of course, there are other requirements as well, like you need to get your 9-3-1 or your points on the group side. There are other requirements that you can check out at LegalShieldPC.com. But specifically on the Performance Club requirement, they were extremely generous in saying that if anyone is out there that did not PC qualify in January, they had a second chance to be able to win this vacation. And again, you have to get 180 points before the 15th, which is coming up this Thursday. So I'm talking to anyone who, for whatever reason, did not qualify in January, especially if you're brand new, then here's what I'm telling you to do. Go get 180 points by this Thursday. And they've got to be all processed, everything in by this Thursday. But get those points in. This week is the big deadline to get that done. And then you'll need to get another 180 points before the end of the month. But to stay in the running for that trip for two to Jamaica, you've got to get 180 points by this Thursday if you did not PC qualify in January. If you PC qualified in January, you just need to get 180 points in February. But for those that did not, especially if you're brand new, again, 180 points by end of business this Thursday. Another thing that completely changes this week, another kind of deadline that we're coming up on, is the $39 special rate to get to Oklahoma City and be part of that convention. That deadline is this Wednesday. We've got to have all of those tickets assigned by this Wednesday. Now, if you decide after this Wednesday that you want to go to Oklahoma City and you want to register for that, you can still go. You're just going to pay $150 to go. But you can get it right now for $39, and that's the full event, both Friday and Saturday, and all the workshops on Thursday as well are all included in that $39 registration, which is absolutely ridiculously phenomenal. But you've got to take action again today. We still have a few of those $39 tickets left, and I think that we'll sell out before Wednesday, but even if we don't, it doesn't matter. Wednesday is the deadline. We've got to have every one of those assigned by this Wednesday. And so if you have not yet done that, if you've not yet registered, you got to get on your back office at harvardbenefits.com, click on Agent Access, and go to the Events tab, and you can register right there. The Events is the calendar button in your on your toolbar, so that's how you can find it. But anyway, just be ready for that, and those are two things that are deadlines. We won't be talking about those things on Thursday's call. We won't be talking about those things on next Monday's call. We'll still talk about the Oklahoma City Convention. We're really excited for it. It's coming up, and in just over a month from now, it's going to be a phenomenal event, but we won't be talking about those special promotions because they're going to be over. They're going to be over this week. So we are under a deadline, and we just want you to be aware of what's happening so that you can take full advantage of both of those things. We certainly want to see you in Oklahoma City, and we're having a breakout. We announced last week we are having a breakout Saturday evening at 8 o'clock as soon as the events finish. The main event finishes right then at 8 o'clock. We're having our breakout, and we're going to be just right there at the convention center. We've got a room, and it's a reception that we're going to be having. I'm really excited for it. It's always great to be able to have a chance to meet and mingle with our Harvard risk management agents at these Legal Shield events, and I'm really excited that we're doing it right at the conclusion of that main event. So, to me, that's a chance for me to get my marching orders, for me to get, my direction and heading home and putting everything that I've just learned into practice. But speaking of events, we did have the privilege of having an event this past weekend in Dallas, Texas. Many of you came in from that. We had plenty of folks from out of state. We had folks from really all over the country. But we had, West Coast, we had East Coast, we had, Pacific Northwest. I mean, there were people from everywhere that came in for this event. And even our own Harvard team, we had several folks that drove in from out of state or flew in from out of state to be there this weekend, and it was just a powerful event. I want to take the call for a couple minutes to right here in the Dallas, Texas area. We had Mr. Randy Moore, who was at the event, and I know, Randy, this was not your first event. You were in Ada, Oklahoma back in the fall as well, and we got to hear your thoughts after Ada, and we'd love to hear your thoughts coming out of this this training this past weekend. For those who don't know, this was an employee benefits advanced training that Legal Shield put together, and several of Legal Shield's top producers had the opportunity to train, and they talked about everything from prospecting to enrollments to decision maker meetings, and even had some great advice on mindset and just developing an executive director mindset. I thought the entire thing was really, really good, and had the privilege of training myself for a few minutes on Saturday as well. But Randy, we'd love to get any nuggets that you have that you'd like to share with the team this morning. We'll turn the call over to you.
Great. Good morning, Mr. Riches, and thank you. And good morning, Harvard team. Hopefully, everybody can hear me.
We got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, a couple nuggets. First off, I'd say the event. Wow. It was incredible for the first time they've ever done it. I can tell you that I will definitely reserve a chair the next time they do it, wherever it is in the country. It was incredible the way they had it set up. Now, two reasons that I went. I wanted to go because I wanted to see different people by name present. I'd never seen Mike Riches present in person, and I wanted to see that along with Melissa Wilder and others. But more importantly, I really needed to go to that event. I needed to learn from the best. and practice and put that into my own business and find more success and have more success. So that's why I went to it. A couple little bullets I wrote down was the first one was stop kidding yourself, especially when you're not prospecting enough, you're not doing the blocking and tackling on your business, whether it's the way you interact with just an individual talking about the products, trying to get to those DM meetings and the group enrollments. If you're not doing enough on the prospecting, clearly you're not going to see the success. So, you know, stop kidding yourself and just man up. Tracking and logging everything, especially the prospecting calls. The number of calls, did you talk to a DM, how many no's were you getting? And you know, learn from those no's and use it as an opportunity. Show the mobile apps more often, especially to the younger people, the millennials, if you want to phrase it that way. But even in the group enrollment, show the mobile apps more often. The younger folks respond to that. They want to know that it's high tech, it's current. And when they see that app, you'll draw them in. So use the apps more if you haven't been. Using Legal Shield and ID Shield from our standpoint and the employer as a way to attract and retain top talent. I really had not been spending it that way, but I'm going to start doing that and see how that resonates with some of my calls on the prospecting and with employers. I guess a good one I wrote down is people buy what you believe. So people buy what you believe. So when you're standing in front of that that group, you got to be passionate. You got to tell stories about how you've been using the product, what it meant to you and your family, and that'll help connect and bring more of them in on the enrollment. And then I'd end with the last one would be success is a choice. And I highlighted that one several times towards the end of the session. But success is a choice. Mr. Riches, I'll turn it back to you.
Fantastic, Mr. Moore. That was a great recap. And I really enjoyed several of those segments that you talked about were bringing back just thoughts of mine. And they did a really good job talking about, as you said, really calendaring and blocking out your calendar, you know, really having scheduled time to prospect, scheduled time to do follow-up, scheduled time to do decision-maker meetings and enrollments. And those latter two, you can't always, you know, schedule. And because, you know, if you have a company that says, well, our staff meeting is at such and such time, sometimes you have to go with that. But so much of what we have, you can schedule. And I like how that particular trainer said, you got to schedule your personal stuff as well. So whatever, you know, if you have a doctor's appointment that you're going to need to go to, you need to schedule that as well. Because what we end up doing is we let unplanned things take precedence over what we have scheduled, and we have to switch that. The thing
looks like we lost Mike there. Sheila, Carmen.
Good morning.
Are you with us? Okay. I just want to make sure you're with us. I'm going to go ahead and take the call to you. Mike got probably so excited he hit his phone and hung up, but he'll figure it out in about an hour. But I know, Sheila, you were able to attend also the Dallas training event. We'd love to hear from you and your thoughts of the event.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The event was amazing. I'm so glad I took the time to go. That was the first regional Legal Shield training I'd ever been to. And I was really impressed with the content. It was very organized. It was right on time on everything. They gave us breakout sessions, and they just covered so much ground for group. There's really not enough time to go over it all. But everything you need to do to be successful in group marketing, they pretty much covered it and had a training on it. But I have a few tidbits. Melissa Wilder is one of my favorite trainers. She was in the field for a long time, and she just has the right language. I just love the language that she uses with selling our product. So I made a few notes from her presentation on when she does live enrollments. And two tidbits that she gave that I thought were interesting, was the first one is get them to write from the very beginning on their application instead of waiting till the end. And I thought that was really good because if you're getting them to write from the beginning, then at the end it's not a big stretch to say, you know, write it, start filling out the application. That was really good. And then give them the price at the beginning so that you're not losing people who automatically think, okay, I can't afford this. So if you're telling them the price from the beginning, they're more open-minded to listen to the benefit if they realize, oh, this really is affordable. And then I thought the best thing that she talked about was asking questions that elicit yes responses. So if you do 10 questions all related to the benefit that you know are going to elicit at least 8 yes responses, if you can get them to answer yes to 8 out of 10 of the benefits, then they're going to say yes to the plan. So those are the big tidbits that I got. Everybody was amazing. And like I said, I'm really glad I went. I don't have time to go through all my notes. I have so many, but I highly recommend going to these regional events if you can make it. And I'll turn the call back over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Sheila. And again, congratulations for plugging in. And, you know, I just want to add an emphasis on attending these events. Over the 23 years I've been involved, you know, I've really tried not to miss any event. And, you know, it's also not just the nuggets you get, the information. You know, after 23 years and $11 million, you know, I can attend an event and probably not learn anything new. But, boy, it's just the thoughts that I have while I'm there and the things I think of, the ideas that come to mind in that environment have made me millions of dollars. So that's why I, you know, immediately when they announced the Oklahoma City Convention, I booked my flight, I booked my hotel. I'm committed to attend every event. And thanks, guys, for plugging in. And with that, I'll turn the call back to Mike. He's joined us back.
Absolutely. And I want to go thank you very much for that. By the way, I kept talking and was really impressed by what I had said. Unfortunately, nobody was hearing it. That might not be uncommon. I want to take the call up to Oklahoma, though, because we are joined by Miss Renee McKnight, who was at the event, and I'm working to get her unmuted here. Mark, if you see Renee McKnight on the call, maybe you could help me get her unmuted. But we'd love to hear from her as well. She was fantastic and mentioned several times from stage by several of the trainers, obviously one of our top producers and executive directors, and we'd love to hear Renee's thoughts as well. Renee, do we have you on yet? Are we able to get you unmuted here? Hold on just 1 second.
I'm trying to find her. We got a lot of people.
No problem. And I'm sorry for that.
Maybe we could have her. I can get her the speaker line, and then we can bring her on.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm sorry about that. I think they're maybe doing work on our network this morning because – or maybe it's just that the lines are frozen because it did get under 30 degrees here in Dallas, and that's just kind of unheard of. So anyway, let's do this. I'm sorry, folks, for not having that ready. But we do want to hear from Renee, but we can come back to her maybe after our featured training this morning and get her thoughts from the event this weekend. I am so excited for our featured training this morning. We do have our very own Josh Riches, who was here at the event with us this weekend in Dallas, flew in from Tennessee, and had a privilege of being able to spend the last few days with Josh. What an exceptional young man. And I'll tell you one thing that I just really picked up. I can tell you why Josh Riches is an executive director. He has just an unparalleled work ethic. He is so serious about knowing his business and working his business. He's absolutely one that when he sees something that needs to be done, he gets it done. And I've just been really impressed watching him. Most of the 20-something individuals that I know are not out there every day working their business and being serious about business or their job or whatever. And Josh really is been a great example to so many of us, and those of you who know him know exactly what I mean. But we're excited to have him train us this morning and share some thoughts with us. And Josh, we appreciate you being on the call and preparing for this training. We'll go ahead and turn the call over to you.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything that's been said already. I was able to be at the boot camp this weekend, and I took a ton of notes, just like Sheila and Randy, and I'm glad because I thought that they were going to take some of the stuff. I wanted to add a few things that I also learned from that group boot camp. But it is a pleasure to be on the call this morning. And what I really wanted to talk about this morning is being a leader. And this is going out to all those individuals who are leaders, but also those who are developing, becoming a leader. And so I just wanted to start off asking a few questions, just kind of to think about, you know, how is your business going? The first question is, how long are you going to commit to learning this business? I think that's a very good question on how long are you dedicated to learning this business and to putting your effort in. One thing I did notice at the boot camp, we had a mini trainings from individuals who had been in the business for a while, but they were still committed to learning the business. It was amazing. Melissa Wilder, she got up and she did a training, and she talked about how she went to a group school every month for 8 months straight. It made me think, how committed are we to learning this business that we even would go back to reviewing a training, for example, a new agent training, or going back to review a presentation, you know, that's done in the back office, and the resources that we have, how often are we going back to those to learn this business, to pick up things that we haven't picked up, you know, the week before, the month before, the day before, and how committed are we to learning new things, to really getting the business down where we can be successful? And the second question is, how often do you review trainings and scripts? I kind of just touched on that, but how often are you reviewing your script? How often are you, you know, doing your presentation and then looking at it and saying, what can I add? What can be better about that presentation? What do I like about other presentations I've maybe heard that I'd love to add in there? Are we getting into a pattern where we're so comfortable that we think it's perfect? You know, how often do we review trainings and scripts, and how often are we developing and making it better and, you know, chipping away at the block to make it better? And then the final question is, are you willing to dive in deep enough to start calling yourself an expert in the field? Are you willing to keep learning, keep going, and keep developing yourself to where people can be able to say, well, he knows what he's talking about? You know, he's not only done it long enough, but he's dived in deep enough to really know what the information is, and he's gone out, or she's gone out, the person's gone out to, you know, do groups, do presentations where they've become proficient and become an expert in that field. From the incredible boot camp that we had on Saturday, Abby Parker actually had a great thing to say that I wrote down. And it was that some people typically say, you know, I know what I need to do. I know what I have to say. I know that if I was in this class or if I attended that training with that trainer, I would be more successful. I know. And how often, you know, as a leader, we oftentimes hear this. You know, I know what I need to do. I know that I need to make 50 calls a day. I know that I need to get out and prospect. I know that I need to contact more companies. And I need to call my team, whatever it may be. Well, if you know, what is stopping you? And I think she hit it right on the head. You know, how oftentimes we know what we need to do, we know, but if you're not doing it, there's something that you're missing. If you're not acting, then you're still missing something. And so I know it's also been said that you can fail your way to success. And I loved at the training, they kind of finished that phrase. They said, you can fail your way to success if you study your failures. That if you're not seeing the results that you're wanting to see as a leader, are you studying your failures? Are you studying the things that you're not doing or the things that you could do better on so you can fail your way to success? Are you learning from those failures so you can see that success? Or are you ignoring them and you're going to continue to fail? And so I really like, you know, that second half of that phrase. But as a leader, I also kind of want to make sure that you're asking yourself this question. You know, as a leader, are you being a leader? Are you leading people? Or I guess, are you solving a problem, or are you looking for someone to pass off the problem to? And so this is just a question that was talked about, and I thought it was a really great question. It says, are you calling for advice or to vent? And as a leader, when you're calling your upline or you're calling an individual, are you calling for advice or to vent? As a leader, are you seeking to solve problems and find solutions? Or like I said, are you trying to find someone to blame? Are you trying to find someone to pass off a situation to that they can deal with it? And I think that's a really good gauge to how much of a leader are you being. Are you being that leader that's really trying to solve the problems? Are you going out of your way to make sure problems are and solutions are found? Or are you just, you know, I don't even want to deal with that? And really as a leader, one of the most common things that I've heard, and I'm kind of switching gears here a little bit, but one of the most common things I've heard in dealing with team or dealing with individuals both in group or team building is I'm not seeing the results I want. Anytime I get that question, I always ask the question in response. I ask, what do you mean you're not seeing the results you expect? And they say, oh, yeah, of course, exactly. I'm not seeing the results I expect. And I break that down. I said, well, there's a big difference between wanting something and expecting something. Tony Robbins says the least powerful word in the English language is want. For example, I can say I want to be an executive director. I want to have people join my team. I want to have, you know, a degree, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. But when I expect something, if I said I expect to get my diploma, that's because I've already done 4 years of work and homework and past classes that I know that it's going to happen. If I expect to be an executive director, it's not because, you know, that's something I really, really hope for. I expect to be an executive director because I've already done all the work to be executive director. And this is just kind of a gauge. Are you really expecting something? If you expect something, you should be shocked if you didn't get that result. And too often it's the opposite. Too often if you hit executive director, you're like, I don't know where that even came from, you know. But are you ever, when you don't hit executive director, or you're not hitting performance club, or you're not getting the results that you want, are you shocked? You're like, no, that's not right, you know. I should be there. Or is it more like, well, yeah, I knew that was going to happen. And so I just want you to take that into consideration when you're gauging, you know, how dedicated you are in this business and being a leader. Is it something that you just want, or are you really expecting? Are you doing the work? Are you doing what's required of you to have those results that you should expect? And you can develop. And so here's where I want to go from that. You can develop the expectation, but what are you doing to develop that? You can have an expectation. You can say, well, I expect to be executive director. Well, what are you doing to have that expectation? And so I just want to break that down, that if you can answer that you expect success, that you have that expectation, then you should also be able to clearly show what you've done to achieve it. And if you can't, then maybe you need to reevaluate what are truly your expectations. Nick Serba, during a training, I think he did a fabulous job in Atlanta. I was able to attend an event down there, the regional event. And he talked about there's two reasons why people aren't successful. You're not doing it enough, and you're not doing it right. And I had shared this a while back after I had attended that event, but I think that is just as applicable right here, that when you expect something, you know, are you doing it enough, and are you doing it right? And that's one thing I will always go back to. You know, they say, you know, a lot of individuals may have expectations. They say, no, I expect to, you know, get paid this amount of money and this, and you can if you're doing it correctly and you're doing it enough. You can have that expectation. And sometimes it's reevaluating what are your expectations and are they truly in line with, you know, what's been taught in the trainings and if you really put the work behind it to get those expectations. And so I really like that broken down, that you really need to have expectations and you need to reevaluate those expectations. It's not just something that you can want. Like I said, Tony Robbins said that's the least powerful word in the English language, want. Because if everyone wanted it, it would happen. But expectation is a lot different, where you've already done the work and you expect something to happen. Miss Frencha, she did a great job at the boot camp. And one thing she talked about, she did some fabulous trainings as there. And one thing she talked about, I thought was she hit it right on the head. And she's like, she said, as a leader, would you fire yourself? If you were supposed to make 50 calls and only made 2, how long would you keep yourself around if you were on your own payroll? And I want you to take that into consideration. How long are you going to keep yourself around? You know, we talk a lot about, you know, being in business and, you know, not having a boss, but you need to be your own boss. You need to be able to look at yourself as a leader and say, am I doing what's supposed to be, that's expected of me? You know, I said I was going to do this business. Am I doing what I said I was going to do? If you were supposed to make 50 calls and only made 2, would that shock you as a leader? If you had an assistant come in and said, hey, I know that you told me to make 50 calls today. I only made 2, but I'll do better tomorrow. What would your reaction be? And if the reaction to your secretary is different than the reaction that you would give yourself, you need to reevaluate that. You know, I could imagine if a secretary came in and told me that, I would be like, that's not really okay. But as myself, do I let myself, you know, okay, well, I understand your situation, or do we accept the excuses? One of the greatest things I think my dad has ever taught me was, you know, to be able to take responsibility for our actions, you know, not to make excuses and things like that. And one thing he taught me was, I heard him explaining once, you know, someone once said, you know, well, this came up, you know, I'm not going to be able to make that event because, you know, this reason, you know, the kids got sick, or, you know, this happened in my life, or, you know, the car isn't running the best, and so I won't be able to make it. And he said, you know, that's the craziest thing, because I ran out of peanut butter. And I was like, and for me, I was just like, I don't see where he's going with this. And he's like, well, if we're making excuses, any excuse will work. And I want you to just be able to reevaluate yourself. And if you're making an excuse, any excuse will work. You can say, you know, I only drank half a cup of water today. Well, what does that have to do with making calls? Well, it's an excuse. Any excuse will work if you're going to be making excuses. And just kind of adding on top of that, if you can't find your rhythm to manage your days and time, there is always a job that will be able to manage those for you. But they also will pay you what the effort that you put in is, they feel is worth. And so I just think that was a great thing. Would you fire yourself? And let's reevaluate as a leader, are you really being a strict boss on yourself? Are you letting yourself go when probably you shouldn't? You know, you should be a little bit stricter. There's just a few things. I love the philosophy, you know, being a leader. There's some great trainings, you know, by John C. Maxwell. Right now I'm reading a book, No Limits by John C. Maxwell, an incredible book. But there are some things that I think that you can do to be a better leader. And so these are some things that I want to make sure that you're using and doing to be able to develop those leadership skills in you, whether you're building a team or being a leader, you know, in the group industry. These leadership skills cover across all areas. And so the first thing is the personal development. If you're not reading a good book or listening to good audios, I encourage you to get on that. Read a good book. Pick up a good book. If you don't like picking up books, listen to an audio. One of the best decisions I made was a couple months ago. I downloaded audio onto my phone. And I was committed to removing some of the apps, Facebook, Instagram, off my phone. I deleted those off, and I put on audio, and I said, you know what, when I'm in the car, I'm not going to listen to music all the time. I want to listen to a good book. I want to listen to, you know, so I downloaded a few different good books. I downloaded The Success Principles by Jack Canfield because of the upcoming convention. We're going to have Jack Canfield there, and so I was like, well, this will kind of help me prepare for, you know, hearing him talk. I downloaded the success principles that have it's about 24 hours of training on there. And so I turned my vehicle into a training center. And I know that we've heard this. I know that you've heard that talked about, but the power that that personal development has done for me over the past 2 months, it changed my expectations. That's why I'm sharing this with you. That personal development, me putting that audio in the car, it changed my expectation where before I expected to hit performance club, you know, but now I expect to hit executive director every month. It's not something that I would like to happen, and if it doesn't happen, I was really close. At least I got senior director, but I expect to hit executive director every month. And that expectation changed from listening to the personal development. It changed from listening to the calls, listening to other leaders talk about, you know, the things they do and the things that they are working on. But that personal development, I can tell you, is where that change in me happened. Where Jack Canfield in the Success Principles, he talks about, when you put yourself in, there's frequencies in everything, right? And he's like, when you align yourself, the frequency inside yourself, with something that you look to achieve, he's like, it will, everything in the universe like understands that frequency and it starts working towards with you to deliver that. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that when you set your sights on something and your frequency is vibrating towards success, everything else starts to work towards you and push you towards that goal. And little by little, you can start expecting those results. And so the personal development is a huge area, and for me, that's what's really, over the past couple months, and I can tell you I'm going to continue to do that. I've downloaded a few other books now that I finished the Success Principles. I've downloaded a few other ones, but I can tell you that personal development is one of the key things to being a leader, and not only to be a leader, but to continue to develop as a leader. I think some individuals may think that leadership is something that, you know, once you have it, you have it. Leadership can always be improved upon, always be grown, always be developed even further. And personal development allows you to continue adding on to that block by block. The second thing I want to talk about are using the system. We have a phenomenal system, and it's amazing at the resources that we have available here in Harvard. Risk management, and are we using the system to its fullest? You know, and I want you to kind of gauge this. If I walked up to you and I said, "Well, how do you use the CMS, or how do you fully use the system?" And if your response is, you know, well, you can put the things in here. You know, if you're not fully aware of how to fully use that, I encourage you to dive into it, figure out how to use that system, and use it. That system is a phenomenal system. It's a state-of-the-art system that is designed to help you succeed. And if you're not using the systems that we have in place, the resources that we have in place, then you're really missing out. And the last thing I really want to kind of touch on is about removing distractions. For me, like I said, I had the apps on my phone that kind of distracted me. I would open up Facebook occasionally, Instagram, Snapchat, you know, the social media apps. When I was supposed to be making a call or when I was supposed to be doing something, I would sometimes just open it up. And in my mind, I justified this in saying it was only a couple minutes. It was only about 5 minutes I was on there. But trust me, that 5 minutes added up. And as I began to look back and say, okay, well, how much time am I actually spending on these apps, on these distractions that are distracting me from my business, that are distracting me from something that I truly want and expect of myself. And I began to realize that 5 minutes added up. If it was 5 minutes every hour, you know, after 8 hours, that's 40 minutes that I'm spending on social media, and that's 40 minutes I could have been making calls, that I could have been reaching out to my team, that I could have been making prospect calls or doing something else. And then for me, in one day, that wasn't so bad. You know, I was like, oh, well. But then I was like, well, what if that's over 5 days? And then the whole month. And then I look back at the past year and a half that I've been in the business, back in the business, and I look and I say, well, how much time have I truly wasted that could have been going towards the business? And that's not to say that being on Facebook or Instagram is a waste, but in the time that I dedicated to doing my business, I was instead on those social medias. And so for me, I identified those as distractions. And so what did I do? I removed all my social media apps to the last page of my phone under a folder called distractions. I put them in there. So now I have to scroll all the way back to the last page to even open them. I turned off all the notifications so I can't see if anything's alerted me back there. But I just say this because for me, I identified that as a distraction. I knew that that was something that I was spending a lot of time on that was consuming time that wasn't helping me achieve my dreams. That wasn't helping me move me forward. It allowed me to see other people's dreams. You know, Facebook is a great place to see other people's dreams, other people's accomplishments, but it wasn't helping me achieve mine. And so I want to ask this question to you. What distracts you? What distractions do you have in your life that are getting in the way of you having that success? What distractions are in your life that are stopping you from becoming a leader? What distractions are getting in the way that are limiting you from reaching your full potential in this business? And not only that, but once you sit down and you're able to say, okay, I know what distracts me, how are you going to limit those distractions? It's a great thing when you can identify, okay, this is what's distracting me, this is why I'm not achieving success. And it's great when you can say, I know I'm not having success because of this reason. I know. But if you know, then you need to act on that. And once you identify what distracts you, once you identify what you're not doing, and here's the thing, if you don't know what you're not doing, continue to listen to the calls. Continue to dive into the trainings, and you will begin to know. And then once you know, you got to set your goals. You got to say, okay, well, how am I going to act upon what I know now? And how are you going to limit those distractions? How are you going to position yourself to be, you know, a leader and to set aside things that are getting in the way of your success? And I know that we talk a lot about this, but this is something that I've done personally. I recently, you know, was able to remove those distractions, and I can promise you that if you can remove those distractions and you get to work. Now, I want you to pay attention because I didn't say if you remove the distractions, you're going to find success, because here's what happens a lot of times. You remove distractions and you find another distraction. When I first moved all my apps to a distraction folder, what did I find something else to do? You know, I found another app on my phone that I could play with that was up front, you know, or I found something else to do other than making calls. And so it's not good enough just to say, well, this is what was distracting me. I'm going to move that out. Success should follow. It should if you get to work. If you replace those distractions with the things that you should be doing, if you replace those with personal development, if you replace those with getting to work. And so I just kind of want to summarize kind of what I've kind of gone over. And this is really developing that leader within you, which is a book by John C. Maxwell, an incredible book that I encourage you to also read. But developing that leader within you. And so I want you to, reevaluate. How committed are you to learning this business? How often do you review the trainings and scripts? If you know what you're supposed to be doing, what are you doing to apply what you know? If you know, you know, you know, I know that I need to be in this class. I know that I need, if I was at convention, I would be more successful. If you know that, then you should have your ticket for convention. If you know what's standing in your way of being successful, then you should just jump, just leap, just grab that. Because if that's what's in your way of being successful, then what's stopping you from being successful? And then, like I said, you can fail your way to success, but I want you to make sure that you're setting those failures, setting what you're not doing right. You know, are you doing it enough? Are you doing it right? Nick Serba, you know, did an incredible training on that. If you're not doing, you know, there's two reasons. If you're not doing it enough and you're not doing it right, you know, I want you to reevaluate. Okay, well, am I doing enough? Am I only making two calls when I'm supposed to be making 50? And if not, you know, what am I saying when I'm making those calls? You know, and here's what you can do. When you call your upline, are you calling to vent? Are you saying, well, I made those 50 calls. Or are you asking for advice? I want you to reevaluate your leadership skills. What are you trying to develop? Are you calling to say, you know, this wasn't successful. I made 50 calls, and this is what happened. Or are you calling for advice to say, I made 50 calls. Can you tell me what I'm missing? Can you tell me what thing I can do to help me be more successful? And that switch, that transition, that paradigm shift in your mind to say, instead of saying, you know, I'm doing everything right, it's not working for me, to say, what am I missing? What key thing am I missing? I'm going to go back to those trainings until I find that thing that I'm missing. That is what will make you successful. And that is what will develop the expectations to be an executive director. That's what will develop the expectations to be successful. When you want to hit Performance Club, you can have those expectations if you're going back and reviewing and finding those little things that you're missing in making those 50 calls, in being an executive director, in being a platinum executive director. Whatever your goals are, you can have those expectations if you're going back and reviewing and finding out those little things that you're missing to make you successful and continue doing enough work to get those results. And so with that, I know we have a couple other individuals on the call, but you guys are leaders. We're able to develop that leadership within, and I know that each and every one of you can do that. Reevaluate, you know, what distractions do you have in your life? Are you developing yourself personally? Are you reevaluating the things you're doing, and are you pushing yourself further or enough to, you know, become a leader in this industry? And so I know that you guys are leaders and you can develop this. It is very possible, and you can have that expectation. I know each and every one of you can have that expectation because I've seen it in myself from not having an expectation to developing it. And I know that you can do that too. And so with that, I'll turn the call back over to you, Mike.
Well, Josh, that was absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for preparing those thoughts and for sharing them in such an eloquent and excellent way. We really do appreciate your leadership. And I know you talked about some things this morning that might be hard to hear sometimes, but sometimes those things that are hard to hear are exactly what we need to hear. And I think it was just incredibly well said and well prepared. So thank you for sharing those thoughts. And as Josh was there this weekend, the more that I listen to him and watch him grow, you know, there may have been a time where someone would have introduced you or met you and thought, oh, that's Mark Rich's son, and it won't be very long before people are saying that Mark Rich is, that's Josh Rich's dad. The way that you continue to grow, no one is saying that's Mike Rich's nephew. Nobody is saying that, but. Let's go to Oklahoma now. I think we've got Ms. Renee McKnight on the line. And Renee, I apologize for the difficulties on my end getting you on earlier. I know that you were on the call. We were trying to get you unmuted. But thank you for being on, and thank you for being at the event this past weekend. Would love to hear any nuggets that you gleaned and anything that you could share that would be beneficial for our group this morning.
Absolutely. Well, good morning, Harvard family. And, yes, as Josh was speaking about, and I know our leaders have always encouraged us, get to the events because you're always going to pick up nuggets. And being there and hearing and seeing different individuals, and now we've got Oklahoma City coming up, and, you know, that's where we learn and that's where we continue to grow and that's where we determine if we're spot on or not. And I'm sitting there and going, how did I miss this? But some of the things that we that they spoke about, the Friday evening, they had advanced product training, and they went through all the different products. They didn't have time to get in depth as much as, you know, they would have liked to, but they did go through all the products and the coverages, and it's important to know our product. That is going to be on Wednesday, March the 14th, in OKC. If you don't know or understand what you're selling and the ins and outs and can't sell the product properly, that's going to hurt your retention. Definitely make sure that you get online, that you get plugged into that. And then knowing the five steps, which I know Mark and Mike at all the Harvard events, we go through them. But it's a good reminder. They're going to be going through that with other leaders introducing and talking about how they do those steps from 9 to 2 on Wednesday. And then they were talking about the group incentive and what qualifies as a group. And I thought, well, great. I need to go back through and read the details. But group and small business plan, if you are new and your group certified, you need to open one new group to count your small business counters towards the incentives. Otherwise, it goes towards the networking side, or you can be special forces. And that was kind of an eye-opener to me. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I need to get back out the incentives and read the details. So it's important that we know and we understand there's so many neat things happening in the company. Be plugged in. Pay attention. Take notes. So I wrote that down, and I thought, oh, I need to share that with my team, and now I get to share it with all of you that are plugged in here today. And another thing that I really liked is they talked about different personalities. I know we all study them. We know different ones. But when we're speaking to different people, we need to be able to speak how they receive it, how they want to receive it. Are they dominant, which means, you know, pioneers, they have their accolades, shake hands very strong. They don't have a lot of time, quick decisions. And you need to be able to keep that short and to the point. They talked about influencers, talkative, social, love being in front of folks. They're motivated by who likes them, excited, expressive. They'll tell stories, and they want to hug, do two-handed shakes, and they do take action. And steadiness. So those are your HR, your CEOs may lead with a dominant characteristic, but they're very deliberate, steady, non-confrontational, stable, and they must prove that it will benefit the employees. When you're talking to them, they're going to listen and nod. They're charitable people who want to give back, value, sincerity, work alongside, and be there for their staff. So it's a totally different way that you are working with that person and presenting the benefit. And then conscientiousness, folks, precise, perfectionist, logical, want to see everything, very analytical. They're fearful of making the wrong mistake. So basically, in what they were talking about, the best way to win with those folks, it may be years before you get in to their group because they're going to research everything. That when you introduce and talk about fear of loss, hey, you know, I don't want something to happen to your company or your employees with the data breaches or different things like that, then that can help encourage them to take action. And I know I'm going through, I'm probably kind of over one last thing. Melissa Wilder, and I know that Sheila Carman talked about, and anytime you can get in front of her, definitely do so. She has always been a strong mentor of mine. I can relate very well to her and the way she presents because she's very consultative and with the 8 questions. And for traffic tickets, and I know Mike's talked about this as well, but when we are presenting the motor vehicle portion, are we talking about, hey, how many of you have teenage drivers? Well, there's only a few, maybe. Maybe if you're lucky, half the room. Traffic, how many of you got traffic tickets? Well, now we're calling them bad, and we're doing good things for bad people, or some people look at it that way, and there might be only a handful. But if you ask the question, how many of you agree we pay too much for auto insurance, you're going to see almost every single hand go up. So those are the type of things that we learn. We learn from Mike and Mark and all the leaders in the company. Get there. I can't wait to see everyone in Oklahoma City. Be plugged in. I know I'm looking forward to it and learning all I can while I'm there. Thank you so much, Mike. And you, of course, were awesome. Everybody loved Mike, and they're cracking up. And, of course, they love his trainings as well. He's always a favorite presenter. We're lucky to have him.
Yeah, that's important to add on there, Renee, for sure. we appreciate you sharing those great nuggets, Renee. That was fantastic and very, very well done. Again, it was a great event this weekend. You know, some of you are saying, man, I wish I had gone to that event. That sounds like it was really good. Well, that's not why we're sharing the nuggets, to make you feel bad, but I will say this. You can't really do anything to change this past weekend. You know, whether you were there or not, that's kind of already done. But what you can do is make a decision and follow through on that decision, as Josh talked about, on the Oklahoma City Convention, because that one's still coming up. And I know most of you have already registered for that, but there are some of you on this call right now that have not yet registered for Oklahoma City, and we want to make sure that we get that done, that we get you in at the special rate, and we want to make sure that you're there. We want to make sure that you're taking advantage, as Renee talked about, of these opportunities, and I know that we're super excited about that. I do want to take the call up to Cookeville, Tennessee, to our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, for any thoughts that you have, Mark. And certainly, I know Renee talked about retention. I know that's something that is an important focus all of the time for Harvard Risk Management, and I'm sure that our group is in line to win many of those awards next week at the Oklahoma City Convention as well. But we'd love to hear your thoughts to close out our call this morning.
Well, thank you very much. Fantastic call. Congratulations to, again, Randy. Thanks to Sheila and Renee. And fantastic training from my son, Josh. Super proud dad here. And just great information. You know, it's just really applicable to every one of our businesses to take responsibility and ownership of what we have. And part of that is, like you're talking about, going to Oklahoma City and being at these big events where you're inspired and you see the big picture. It's always sad to see people quit or leave the business that haven't seen the big picture and haven't had the opportunity to really see what the whole thing is all about. And what a great opportunity to do that. Legal Shield, during the month of February, and really we talk about retention probably less than we should. We have one of the highest retention rates in Legal Shield, but we ought to, you know, we can always do things to improve that and make it better. And February is a big month for Legal Shield to talk about retention and to really work on saving memberships. So I just wanted to spend just a minute with you. I uploaded a new document. It's in the recently added documents. I put it in a couple other sections as well. But it's called Best Practices for Saving Memberships. It's a really great document. It just breaks down, I'm not going to read it to you, but it breaks down the probe, you know, how you call a pre-cancel member. And that's my message, is make sure that you're pulling your pre-cancel members every week. We need to be in a regular, consistent pattern of pulling our, you can do it, I do it on Friday. But every Friday, I pull my pre-cancel report, and I call those pre-cancels. And we just got to make sure that we're doing that every single week. And this document is really a document that breaks down saving the memberships. And the first step is the probe, kind of where you ask them, you know, did something happen? You know, can I help you? Are you aware your membership may cancel? Step two is the pitch, and you pick a couple of those ideas. It's fairly long because there's different approaches to saving different memberships, but some really good ideas shared there. And then step number three is close. And I love how it says assume the close, or excuse me, assume the save. We always say assume the sale, but we also need to assume the save. We need to assume that a person is going to keep this membership. And when we were in Ada, Oklahoma in October, we had some representatives from Legal Shield come down and speak to our group. And two of those individuals had saved over 10,000 memberships personally. So obviously Legal Shield's working hard. They've saved hundreds of thousands of memberships from canceling. But it's a layered program, and you and I are part of that layer, and we need to be calling our pre-cancel. report every week, once a week, and really working earnestly to keep members on the books. On that document, it also has a toll-free number that you can three-way your member into, and they can provide new payment information, and I highly recommend that step. And then there's also about 8 training courses that's part of the learning management system at Legal Shield that you can go watch and listen to, which share videos on how to save membership. So, again, I just want to make sure that we're focused on that. I want to make sure that every one of us are calling our pre-cancel list every week and saving as many members as – you know, it's great to add new members, just like it's great to add new agents to our team. But what about our existing agents? Are we calling them? Are we reminding about events and promotions and incentives? Same thing with our members. Are we calling them? Are we getting them to download the app? Are we getting them to utilize their Legal Shield and ID Shield membership, which is the number one way to save a plan, is get a member to utilize the plan. And so I encourage you to do that. Take a moment, please, today and read that document. It's called Best Practices for Saving Members. And we'll talk more about this next week, but I did want to just at least, before we hit the middle of February, talk to you about that and encourage you to call those pre-cancels this week. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Well, fantastic. Guys, thank you very much for being on the call today. We do absolutely thank Mr. Mark Riches. We want to thank Mr. Randy Moore and Ms. Sheila Carmen and Ms. Renee McKnight, and certainly Mr. Josh Riches for an exceptional keynote training this morning. This has been just a power-packed call. We appreciate all of you for plugging in as well. One last just quick announcement. We're really excited to roll out our second webinar of 2018. I just want you to get this on your calendar for next Tuesday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, the 20th, and that's going to be at 12 o'clock noon Central Time. We'll get more details out to you by email this week as far as registering for that webinar and being on there live. But we're really excited to hear from Mr. Mark Riches, our founder and CEO, on that particular webinar, again, a week from tomorrow. It's just going to be a phenomenal event. So we're trying to do as much as possible to bring information to all of us. And of course, we're committed more than ever before in 2018 to doing that. We invite you to plug in to the information that is available as well. And that starts with being registered for the Oklahoma City Convention. So, again, if you're not registered yet, please get on harvardbenefits.com under Agent Access, log in, and click that calendar button in the events, which will take you to the events page, and you can register right there for the Oklahoma City Convention. Again, thank you to all of those who participated this morning. God bless every one of you, and let's make it a great week.